A galactic civil war spreads across the sun. From the height of Coruscant to fiery Mustafar, to fight the evil empire, four people join the fray. These are the heroes of the Hydean
Way. Welcome to Heroes of the Hydean Way. This is a live play podcast that explores published adventures in the Fantasy Flight Games Star Wars RPG line. Currently our story is Friends Like These, and it can be found as a standalone module. This is Act 4, Episode 13, and I'm Ben, the GM for this adventure.
Thank you for calling the Heroes of the Hydean Way. To leave a voicemail in the personal mailbox of Kith, please press 1.
Doop. Hey, it's Kith. I am, in fact, a saboteur mechanic, and I'll catch you later.
To leave a voice message for the personal mailbox of Motu Auto, press 2. Boop.
Hey, Motu. It's Motu. Just reminding you to do more sit-ups.
And squats.
Hey,
don't forget the squats.
Right, and squats. Don't forget the squats. Apparently, the lady's like a nice bum.
Boop.
And if you want to leave a message for Nima, press 3.
Boop.
Nima Ptolemy.
Boop.
So, to get to know our characters a little bit better, I'm going to ask Nima. While the battle is going through its normal ebb and flow, how are you feeling with the announcement that Alliance reinforcements seem to be on their way?
I feel good about it. I feel like the end is almost in sight. We've got less than an hour on the clock here. They're in the system. They are on their way. We just need to hang on a little bit further. We're not even underground yet. We haven't even relied on the doors. We're in great shape right now, and now the biggest question is, how many lives is it going to cost to hold the line until they get here? And hopefully there's a lot we can still do to lower that number.
And to get a quick recap from Matu.
So we head over to the one of the core ships that we had commandeered from the past in order to destroy these speeder bikes that were harrying our flank. So it was my idea to repair one of the turrets. So we had Kif do that. When we landed, we broke the skiff. We needed to fix that, so I had Kif do that. We decided, after I heroically stole two speeder bikes, that we were going to use those. But of course, Raimi can't sit on a speeder bike, so we had Kif attach Raimi to the speeder bike. Then I found a proton torpedo, but I didn't know what to do with it, so I gave it to Kif, and I had Kif do that. And then there was a great plan where we were going to drop the proton torpedo, and it didn't work at all. It caused some sort of giant mess instead. And that's all Kif's fault, because we had Kif do that. And now we're heading to the front lines, where I think we'll have Kif take a break, because she's looking a little tired. I mean, I don't know why. It's not like she does anything around here.
That's where you are. You are just behind the Mandalorian line. And this isn't actually a classic marching line. Mandalorians don't work that way. So as you're going forward, hiding in behind like crushed ATTEs and crashed vulture droids, the scrap of an AT-ST that's a little bit forward that they've been able to advance to. Mandalorians are in behind, and you see pairs and like groups of four in behind different things, and they're all sort of poking their head out with their pistols and shooting, or some of them have their mythosaur axes out and are going right into squads of stormtroopers and trying to chop them down. And just off to the right, as you're looking at it, you can see the shapes in the dust. They're kind of hazy, but you can see the six glowing amber eyes that almost look like they're smoking up with the light in them. And then you see like an arm reach up and swipe, causing a couple stormtroopers to Wilhelm off into the side. Then another one raises both arms and comes crashing down. As that's going on around, you can start hearing the clanking of a AT-ST starting to come towards you. This has got to be the fourth one that they've brought forward.
How many are still standing?
This one, probably another one. Yeah, that would actually fit the count that you had on the Blood Ambition.
Okay, so we've taken out half of them. Good to know.
You can see turbo laser fire from the grounded acclimator raking through different fire lanes. And then, passing overhead, you can see flights of starfighters trying to scrape the different wrecks that people are hiding behind, causing some to go flying out. And that's where we come to the three of you.
It hurts, doesn't it? Say three. Doesn't feel right. We've got Raimi, though, so four. Unfortunately, he's bundled like a suitcase on the butt end of one of the bikes.
He has a
I don't know, I like the image of him riding behind Matu with his little manipulator arms gripping Matu's armor.
That does sound almost exactly like what Raimi would do.
Unfortunately, it's a slightly rounded seat, and his base just doesn't quite work for that. So, luggage rack it is.
Up ahead, you've got stormtroopers who are slowly advancing in. They do have a bit more of an actual full line. They're moving forward in sort of a checkerboard fashion, like left side, right side, left side, right side, as they're moving up, trying to get in behind some cover, laying down cover fire. Then the other side does this same thing, and they're like trying to protect themselves as they're advancing. And in behind, you can sort of see in behind the loader droids. One of the loader droids sort of skims up onto the side of one of the core ships and then comes crashing down, almost like it's a wrestling move.
Nice.
Arms out, like belly slams into a bunch of stormtroopers.
Ew. I am not cleaning these things.
And, yeah, in the distance you can see the faint outline of a AT-ST coming towards you.
I don't suppose you have another missile tube laying around.
Why not just take over it?
I mean, we could. I don't know, though. I killed a lot of stormtroopers in one of those, so if we mess up, I don't know if we can survive.
Well?
I mean, I could try to pick it up, but we're going to have to wait till it's right on top of us.
We've got speeder bikes, bro. Zip out, zip behind, take it by surprise. I found a pry bar while we were on there. It's a little big, but I think I can make it work.
You mean a normal size pry bar?
No, it's an oversized pry bar. Look at it in my hands.
Well, we have two speeder bikes. Could one provide a distraction while the other one gets close? Matu, I know you can jump that pretty easily.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Can I borrow your ascension gun?
It's at extreme range. Like, it's not really, really far away. It's like a click, click and a
okay.
half.
Okay, are we talking people extreme then?
Yeah, people extreme, not the other.
I don't know how that would work, because my ascension cables are technically part of my armor.
Well, yeah, never mind then.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Matu can pick me up. We've already seen that.
Yeah, he could just throw you over his shoulder. He's good at that.
Nah, he just picked me up last time. Who did he throw over his shoulder?
Nobody.
Is there anything higher?
The core ships are like a dozen times higher than these things. There's I'd say the AT-TE wrecks are like the top of them are probably on like close-ish. Like I'm figuring about gun height on them. So you've still got like another
okay,
five.
Okay, I can't stand it. What's an AT-TE?
The clone walkers where they've got six legs. The old school ones, it almost looked like it. I'll be quiet before I bring up other ones.
They look like
okay,
beetles.
Yeah.
I actually really like them.
So, insectoid walkers.
Okay. Picture.
I like that thing. I want one.
There's like six or seven of these things that are just laying around the battlefield. Most of them are like the front where the clone trooper goes for directing it, completely crushed in. Half of them are shot up. Some of them are crushed, some of them are shot up. One of the ones that you can see looks like it took a proton bomb to the top and caused a gun to explode.
And this is taller than an AT-ST?
At the top of it, it's about where the side guns on the AT-ST are.
Oh, so it's comparable. Down.
It's comparable,
look at
yeah.
Its little toes.
I mean that if we could find one with the gun that was still intact, we could. Kith could fix that one.
I thought Kith was getting a break this time.
I was trying to give Kith a break.
It's a battlefield full of old
we
stuff.
We do have light side points.
I mean, I only got like 9 wound left, so, and I got 3 strain left.
Okay, I was kind of wondering why you were looking for other things. I was just expecting the...
Yeah, I can't just keep charging at stuff that doesn't seem to be working.
I was really figuring sort of the Chewbacca version on this.
We should have a moment where Matu's like, no, let's be smart about this.
Well, I did try to give you a proton torpedo. I thought that was going to solve all of our problems.
Things don't always go as planned, like when you missed with the first proton torpedo, which we're thankful for. Oh, that ended up being okay. All right, no, I'm fine. Let's go find another gun emplacement. That went well last time. That one looks okay.
All right, I will go with you in case I need to carry you.
Okay, be careful.
You just use your macro binoculars and tell us if something's a problem. You get to be Overwatch.
Okay.
The eyes in the skies.
I'm going to play lookout, Ben. This is going to go great.
All right. With everything going on... Oh, jeez. This sounds, first off, like a perception check.
For her?
Yeah.
Oh, I was supposed to say, I took a rank in perception.
Don't worry, I got this.
I'm figuring that this should be, like, with all the stuff going on, with all the distractions, with all the light shows, with all the dust and mud and clay and everything going on, and the weird-looking droids in the background doing wrestling moves, now they're doing tag teams. Why is that one holding up the other one? Oh, wait, no, that's a body slam.
My favorite part was when the one picked up the stormtrooper by its one arm and one leg and then did a full 360 with its torso rotation and just whacked out, like, 4 other stormtroopers.
So, it's a busy battlefield as you're trying to get a appreciation for what's going on.
We have the best load lifters.
I'm thinking that this is going to be a... There's only so many variations I can go on. 1 purple, 2 red, and a setback for a perception check. Because there's just so much going on.
Okay, do my electro binoculars remove the setback?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yay!
So, before I announce what this dice pool looks like, I just want everybody to know that since session 1, perception has been a career skill. I could have bought ranks in it for cheap at any point.
Dump stat.
But I didn't.
Dump
so,
stat.
I have 1 green versus 1 purple and 2 red.
You got this.
2 failures and 2 threats.
That could have been worse.
You got this.
She's holding the binoculars backwards and she's like, wow, everything's so far away.
And then she, no, then she puts them down and she's got black rings around her eyes. All visual commands are now done with a setback for sniggering. Sorry. Ben, how would you like to address this situation?
Okay, there's just too much going on right now. As Nima focuses in on watching Matu and Kith moving along, and there's a few things that are going on, like she doesn't catch the large armored stormtrooper that then turns, takes its plasma shell assault cannon, and turns to one of the load lifters, opening fire at it. Completely misses
plasma
that.
Plasma shell assault
cannon.
Wow. That's very impressive sounding.
Okay, so I just completely missed that. That's like off in the corner, and I'm looking in the...
Yeah, yeah.
She's looking for Waldo.
Pretty much, and...
In a Carmen Sandiego
puzzle.
Oh,
Nima has never once found Waldo in any of those books. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I found Waldo. Psych.
And that's when Mala like looked over to it. Honey, that's like that's a barber sign or something like that. Which is like everyone succeeded.
Okay, that's how the failure went. I'm kind of figuring that the you've got 2 threat.
She's kind of freaking out.
No,
man.
I'm more thinking.
Uh-oh.
A better way for it is.
I either missed something that's going to endanger them, or I missed something that's going to endanger me.
I'm going with you see something that distracts you.
Uh-oh.
I'm going with, you've got this main corridor of where the Mandalorians are. Then off to, like, at this point, you've got off to your left is the freed gladiator slaves, and off to your right is the militia who are, they're using semi-sensible weapons. It's just, they've got no discipline at all. You've got someone just randomly firing a light repeating blaster into, like, everything. Until it overheats, and then it has to cool down a second, and then off again. It's like a bunch of noobs playing Battlefront 2. No discipline at all. Off to the other side, the gladiators are doing a pretty good job. They're mostly doing melee, but the thing that, as you look over, you can see Mala out in the middle. Like, she's in hunkering down and behind the wreckage of an AT-RT, like a small chicken walker. And she's looking around, firing her blaster off. It looks like the time they can look over, she fires off her blaster, takes out a stormtrooper sergeant, and then a wave of blaster fire hits the AT-RT corpse, and she's hunkering down and behind it. As the stormtroopers charge up, then you see a bunch of the former gladiators come out with, like, spiked clubs and axes and nets and just surround and start pummeling on the stormtroopers. Kind of reminding you of, like, say, Ewoks, but, like, proper sized.
What is it you people have against short things? Come on.
I'm just meaning Ewoks really should have been Wookiees. Just saying.
Look, if you like short aliens, there's a different podcast for that, Leslie.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with anything short.
We just give them their nice, beautiful place to shine.
Okay, so I'm watching this scene unfold. Does it look like the Wookiees have it well under hand?
They've closed in so that it doesn't look like more stormtroopers are shooting, but it doesn't look like the stormtroopers are going down that easily either. Like, half of them have pulled out vibro knives and are starting to stab back, and it's turned into this just roiling melee.
Can I call for a discipline check on myself?
Yes, you can.
She's tempted to go over there and assist, even though she's supposed to be keeping a lookout for her team.
And for the discipline check, I do think, as a broad difficulty, it should be 2 purple, 1 red, and a setback. Because you are seeing, like, it's hard because, well, Mala. Red, because you saw her, you didn't quite see clearly after the rain of fire on the AT-RT wreck, and a setback on account of just sort of the height of battle. Almost, like, not quite berserker rage, but that sort of anxiousness in there.
Okay, so that's 1 green, 2 yellow versus 2 purple, a red, and a setback. 2 failures. Nima, when she sees this, she drops her electro binoculars. Has Raimi freed himself from her speeder bike?
Yes.
Okay, she's going to yell at him to keep a lookout for the other team. She's going to hop on the remaining speeder bike and fly towards Mom.
Perfect. At which point we cut over to Metu and Kith, standing at the base of an ATTE, this wonderful six-legged beast of an walker that's been crushed down. Almost kind of looks like the back of this thing had been stepped on by something.
Did you ever think you were going to work on such old pieces of equipment?
Well, I've worked on some pretty old speeders and stuff, but no, this is impressive. On this scale, it's, no.
You know, after this whole revolution thing is over, we could come back here, pick all this stuff up, and we can make a museum out of it, and you could restore all of it.
Do you want me to restore all of it, or do you want me to build your basilisk wardroid?
I mean, we could do both.
There's plenty to go around.
I'm just thinking, you know, when you might get older someday and you start thinking about retirement, and you can't just keep building things forever. You need a sustainable source of income, and a nice war museum might be good.
Are you trying to put me in a retirement box already?
No, I've just been thinking a lot. You know what? Do you want me to throw you up there or carry you, or do you got this?
I have 2 ranks in athletics. I could climb.
All right, go for it. I'll just make sure there's no ghosts.
All right, for difficulty of clambering up that, like, it's all this angular stuff. It is kind of messed around. I'm thinking that this is going to be a... Actually, I'm not thinking it's going to be terribly hard. I'm just sort of thinking there's a lot of stuff to kick yourself on. So, 1 purple, 1 red, and 1 setback. Because it's also kind of slippery.
Is it mechanical enough that I could be gearheaded about this?
This is you actually trying to climb up.
I know. All right. Well, with my grand daily physical training boost, 2 yellow, 1 of each bad stuff.
And there's that laugh again where people don't know, did she roll well? Did she roll bad?
I did roll well for 2 out of 3 bad dice.
Well, 2 out of 3 bad dice, it just didn't show up. The other one showed up, and how?
That's rolling well to me, okay? You know, the bad dice don't show up at the table. I'm fine, man. So yeah, folks, for those of you playing at home, there were 2 successes and an advantage. However, there also happened to be 1 despair, which is a canceled despair. So it only does something really bad, but does not make me fail.
Correct. So you're able to get up on top of the ATTE, Clone Walker. Let's just start calling it Clone Walker.
The Clone Beetle.
You're up on top of the Clone Walker, and...
The plus side is that means I can't take fall damage.
Or does it?
Oh no! The walker comes to life and stands up. It throws Kif from on top of it, and she lands on Matu and kills them both.
I was more thinking like the roof was rotted, so you fall into it.
Oh.
I was gonna say, maybe there really are ghosts.
Spooky.
Well, this is kind of going through a boneyard, so yeah, I actually...
Son
I
of a crap,
like
Chris,
that.
What have you done?
Hey. It's better than fall damage.
That's true. Everything's better.
It's just
going to
be short range anyway. So, no, what's going to happen is a old school, 20-year-old, second, third generation, B1 battle droid. Actually, no, not a B1 battle droid. One of the commando droids wakes up. And
oh, you'll have to tell me what that looks like.
It looks like a cooler version of a B1 battle droid. This battle droid jumps up because these things are springy. And from behind it, I forget exactly where, it pulls a vibro sword out. It's immediately starting to look to acquire a target. And from Matthew's vantage, he can also see this thing jumping up. So who's wanting to do what as it's trying to take in everything and figure out what the heck's going on?
What kind of standing room do we have on top of this thing?
Most everything on there is short range. Like, you're not cheek and jowl. There is some room there. If one put a nice deck on the top, you could probably even land a small shuttle.
Okay. Chris, do you have an idea?
No. I mean, I just want to shoot it.
Oh, as best as, do you want to shoot it or do you want to force throw it?
I don't have a lot of strain left.
That's right, you can't strain, so you can't risk it.
I have to shoot it.
And you said just movement.
Well, no, you get a move and an action. I'm giving you a full round.
Oh, okay, so we get like an actual thing.
I just don't want... I'm not going to die from some punk droid, so I'm just going to shoot it. I got 2 yellow, 1 green.
I'm going to give it 1 defense for environmental factors. And
you're at a weird angle.
Weird angle, still a bunch of haze around it. Still some of the, like, even though it's a minute or two on, there's still clumps of clay dropping every now and then.
Ew.
And what's the range?
I'm going with medium.
And I'll use my maneuver to aim. So 2 yellow, 1 green, 1 blue, 2 purple, 1 black. He goes, Kif! 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 Pew! Kif! Kif! Pew! And I miss with an advantage. I'll just give that as a blue to Kif.
Guys, our rolling this session has not been great.
Well, I've excised all of my triumph from my spirit in the last round, so. I would like to...
Exit.
You want to exit a question?
Not talking to you people. Disgusting. Okay, so actually, what is this range to me? Is it like engaged?
It's at short range to you.
So Kif will draw her axe, and she will move to engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, do we want to draw the axe? I have a light blaster. The axe would be so much cooler looking. We're going to do something stupid. We're going to draw the axe and go after... this is a great idea. So Kip draws her axe and charges. And when she goes to swing, she doesn't actually swing at the droid directly. Like, she's swinging at the droid, but she's trying to swing low, which is easy because she's short, as people are keen on reminding her, and is trying to hopefully do damage, but possibly knock it off.
Okay. So you're kind of bull rushing the thing.
Yes, I want to dislodge it if possible.
And with the way that you're talking about, I'm not even going to make it take the extra 2 strain for doing a second move. This just sounds cool enough and I'll go with it. So that is going to be, because it has the Vibro Axe out, it'll have 1 melee defense. So it is 2 purple, 1 black. Don't forget you get a boost from Matu because he made a dodge.
Against my daily physical training. 2 yellows. Okay, so we're going to flip that and hope that I do something awesome with it. And add it in. It's going to be blank. It's going to be a success.
Which cancels the failure.
Yes. Which brings me to a very interesting canceled triumph and a threat. And a wash failure otherwise.
So you don't actually hit it with the axe, but what are you wanting to do with the triumph?
Instead of hitting it, I end up swinging, like, it dodges. And so since Matu's boosted nothing, it dodges, and I miss it entirely, but I actually connect with a rusted spot on the top of the ATTE upon which we are standing. And I'm voting either I knock it off, or it falls into the inside and bounces around down there.
I like the it falling off. Like, it falls backwards and slams down into a leg and then rolls a little more and slams down onto the ground. Still at about medium range to Matu. At least for the moment, it doesn't look like it's getting up. And there you are on top of the clone walker. The gun on this one is fully intact. Looks like it might even traverse a little. Like, move side to side.
Hey, Matu, have a ghost. All right. If we're out of structured time, she's just going to clip the axe back on her magnetic thing. Because remember, that was a thing, folks. And get to work.
I'm going to make sure there's no more ghosts.
I think that's a good idea. Make sure that one's dead, too.
Okay, so you're clipping onto the top. And you're going to be trying to do your mechanic-y thing to get this thing up and running, trying to get a shot or two out of its gun. And Matu's there trying to take out a fallen droid.
Coup de grâce.
Trying to coup de grâce him.
I don't know, is there honor in coup de grâce-ing someone?
It's more like stepping on an aluminum can when you're done with it.
It's really good that Amp's not here to hear you say that.
I kind of want to deal with Matu on this.
All right, Matu first. That's fine.
Matu, how are you wanting to finish off this commando droid?
Again, I'm just going to shoot at it from range.
All right. Okay, yeah. Just, sure, whatever. Let's go with, it's lying prone. Dig. Okay. I'm assuming you're going to move a little bit closer, so it will be 1 purple, 1 setback.
Okie doke.
Well, there's no point not moving to short.
Yeah, I agree.
What's the setback for?
Because it's lying prone and you're shooting at it. Whereas if you're trying to stab it, you get a boost.
Okay.
2 yellow, a green, a purple, a black. Nope. Wait, wash.
I think you've forgotten how to shoot at this point.
Hey, I haven't really done it since Dead in the Water.
Yeah, wow. These rolls are just like... just not working for you.
For him, says the commander who has abandoned her team.
Hey, that was my dump stat.
Just throw that out there.
I expected to fail that.
And we whip pan the camera over to this speeder bike that is trailing towards where the Kowakian gladiators are in this broiling melee of a attempted flanking force of stormtroopers. So, what is Nima wanting to do?
Sadly, I'm not a Jedi, so I can't do something rad like jump off of a speeder bike in mid-motion. But I do want to bring the bike around to behind the AT-RT where I last saw Mala.
Okay. In that case, I do want to get a pilot planetary roll off of Nima on account of she's attempting to go to a specific place with it.
Okay. What's my difficulty?
I'm going to spend this wonderful dark side point and have it be two red.
Okay, what is the handling on this bike has to be positive, right?
It is plus one.
Okay, I will take my boost. So I've got three green, a blue versus two red. Failure with an advantage. So
we are rad tonight. We are so awesome.
Yeah, this is not working like the last episode we've recorded. So what I think actually happens here is Nima is coming in pretty fast. She's pretty concerned at this point. And I'm thinking she's attracting a good deal of attention. And it's less that she couldn't, like, you know, drive up to that position. It's more something's going to intercept her.
Okay.
Straight blaster bolt, vehicle taking notice, like something's gone wrong here.
Or maybe a load lifter throws a wayward stormtrooper onto your speeder. It just, you're driving all of a sudden, boom!
Taking like that into account, taking that idea into account, what's happened with the load lifters is one of the two surviving load lifters has taken the dark trooper who's slain their brethren and has picked it up, placed it over its head, just starts spinning it. Like the fairly classic thing that I remember from wrestling, like spinning it, like trying to do this helicopter thing, and then it. Hefting it into trying to get into the melee of people trying to take a few stormtroopers with it, but it comes up short and comes down on the control vanes of Nima's speeder bike, causing the speeder bike to nose down and swing so that the side of it slams up against the AT-RT wreck, adding to the wreck. But not Nima. Haha.
I'm going to get off of this speeder bike. Is the Dark Trooper still moving?
No, the Dark Trooper is dead.
Okay, I shoot it a couple more times for good measure.
And all of its weaponry is damaged. Like, it has been crumpled.
So basically you can't have another missile tube.
Pretty much.
That's more thinking the cannon, but sure. Same thing.
All right, the plasma cannon of awesomeness.
Then I want to clamber over top of this wreck to get a look behind the AT-RT where I last saw Mala.
And she's looking around the other side, taking pot shots into the melee. Each time she shoots, another stormtrooper drops.
So, you know, we have her poking out of the one side shooting, and then Nima just, like, drops down on her other side into sort of the same, like, crouch position that she is. And, you know, we have that moment where she initially, like, turns, like, even, like, going for a vibro knife, like, ready for another attacker when she realizes who it is.
That sounds about right.
You okay, love?
What are you doing here?
It's so cute. I want one.
I thought...
Not a Mala. The AT-RT.
Yeah, the AT-RT is what he posted the picture of.
Sorry. Somebody's improving my education, my Star Wars education and distracting.
That's really what this show is about. I saw you were in a bit of trouble over here.
It's nothing I can't handle here, hero. What do you think I was doing there in Kolak?
It doesn't seem like that way to me. I'm going to draw my Dragoon and I just, like, pop off a couple of shots, like, above the walker for a moment.
Okay. I'll get a ranged whatever against one red.
Four successes and two advantages because of my laser sight.
Okay. So is that enough to crit?
No. I'm the one without a special weapon, remember?
Yeah.
I do, with the two advantages, though, is going to pass a boost on Namala because now she and I are kind of tag teaming.
Okay.
When one of us is talking, the other one's firing, and then we flip.
Just out of curiosity, how much damage would that do?
That would be 12 damage.
Okay. So yeah, that shot was enough to track into the melee and drop one of your own.
Okay. Look, I saw a lot of explosions, a lot of bodies, a lot of melee fighting. I got concerned.
What do you think was going on Kowak there? This is what we signed up for.
I know, and I'm looking really forward to leaving this behind.
As am I, but we gotta get through this. Now, is your squad still okay?
Last time I heard from them, yes. They're setting up something, and Nima feels bad.
At this point, coming over the comlinks, the Alliance comlinks for Nima, Nima, Matu, and Kith, is it's a little bit louder, and it sounds like more of a jamming field's in gone into effect, but it's jumping around so that it can still get through. It just sounds really horrible.
Alliance forces, Defiance, engaging Gladiator-class Star Destroyer and escorts. Will up.
And then I'm going to Matu and Kith. As Matu wasn't able to successfully shoot the battle droid, we've got Kith up on top of the clone walker. So what are you attempting to do?
I figure more or less the same thing I did with the turret in the core ship. Do my best to get it functional for however long I can get it functional.
Okay. This thing's a bit more robust, so I'm going to flip this dark side point because I'm just sort of thinking that so many different things could go wrong and call it a 2 purple, 1 red, and 1 setback kind of a check.
Okay. Do we care enough to flip a point, guys?
Yeah, go ahead. We need this thing.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and make that 1 green and 4 yellow. And we know the deal on the setbacks. 1 green, 4 yellow, 2 purple, 1 red, and it's going to be awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
And that's 3 success and 4 advantage. Can I use one of my advantage to make a piece of paneling slide off the ATTE and land on the droid? The ghost droid.
I want 2 advantage for that.
I'll do it.
Okay.
She just shoves something off and goes to work.
And then you hear it just sort of sliding and scraping, picking up speed, and then hitting the droid.
And then she gets it functioning, I guess. You know, there goes back to that same idea, you know, where she's kind of kicking things and wrenching things and shaking out some of the dirt so that it can work again.
So it comes up, the targeting display on it comes alive, and as you do, it's got its own ammo counter on it, and it comes up with 2 shots left.
Oh, and this is going to be gunnery again, isn't it?
Yes, this will be gunnery.
Does Matu have gunnery?
Nope, it's the only weapon skill I don't have any rank in.
Only the droids have gunnery.
Son of a motherless goat. Sorry, son of a motherless rancor. All right, so Kit's going to try and take a shot if she's allowed. He's like, Matu! Matu, I got it working!
Great, King! Don't get cocky.
All right. I want to shoot at an AT-ST.
So this is going to be a 2 purple check. I'm figuring that there's enough dust and whatnot going on and just a bunch of different things obscuring it that it's going to add a setback to the roll. Yeah, and I feel that I really should be upgrading it.
You know what, Ben? You do that.
So it's 1, 1, and 1.
So we're double destinied. And we're going to go with 1, 1, and 1. And then 2 green and a yellow. I feel moderately positive about this. And now that I've said that out loud, I learned from my teacher. And my teacher was Matu. Flat wash. But because it's so dusty, they don't notice it.
Like, I'm just sort of thinking, like, there's Kith sitting in the seat, using the joysticks to get it to go left and right, up and down, trying to shoot it, and in this case, shoots the AT-ST, and it goes scraping by just underneath the walking mechanism, right between the legs.
Works for me.
Ah, rookie mistake. You never aim at the legs.
Right. Center of mass. That's what you always told me.
There you go. Except in this case, the center of mass is also its head.
That is convenient.
All right. It's starting to turn around, and it's starting to look over in the direction of you two.
What? But I didn't get any threat.
What range is it?
At this point, it's at medium range to you.
All right. I'm going to pick it up. Here goes. I'm about to faint. Gonna take a nap. Nap time.
You don't have to spend the dark side points.
You really don't.
No, I don't. But then I can't really do anything.
On the other hand, instead of using move, you could use enhance.
What does that do?
Jump. Force sleep.
Force sleep up top and then shoot.
Well, I could get to his feet, yeah.
Well, I meant force sleep up to the top of the ATTE and shoot.
Oh.
That also right, could
I'll work. Whoosh. Move over.
Would you tell me when you're going to do things like that?
Okay, I'm going to push you over. same roll?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to use Touch of Fate to give myself 2 blue.
Yay!
It seems like we need it.
Does he get a boost because I've already started targeting and he just has to finesse it a little?
I could say that, yeah, sure.
Okay, so I'm at 3 green, 3 blue, purple, red, black.
Yep.
Ba-pew! There we go. 4 success, 1 advantage.
Alright, so 4 success on that would be... This does a fairly good hit on it. Like, it goes... The shot goes into the walking mechanism. The sort of base that the head rotates on, the legs attached to, the thing that, like, no one ever thinks of, but seems to be, like, where the motors are. And, like, it... So, it goes in, and you see the leg on it stop. For a moment, the dust seems to settle. And the hatch on the top opens up, and this guy in, like, something that looks very Veers-like, like, with the gray helmet, the gray uniform, the armor that looks like it's plated on over. And he's got this really waxed up mustache.
Yes.
And he's looking around. He sort of looks in and he's just scowling. There they are! Why don't you shoot them? And you can see the weapons on it start to track towards the walker.
Well, that's worrying. That's not a good sound.
Get out, get out, get out.
They're going to be shooting at the walker.
Well, we've taken our 2 shots. We might as well leave.
So I'm assuming the 2 of you are trying to slide down the side of the ATTE and as these guys are trying to shoot?
I'm a grabber and jump.
Dadgummit. Did you take your strain back for your 1 advantage?
It did.
Good on ya.
Down to 9. Do you want athletics or just a force jump?
Your choice on that one. If you're wanting athletics, it's going to be a 1 purple, 1 red. Or a force jump.
Oh, I'm going to do that. So I'm going to see if I can get some more advantages.
Can I give him some boost since I am agile and small?
I'll let you give him a boost, but I'm also going to toss in a setback because you are trying to wrangle a Bothan.
I'm used to this by now.
Now, are you carrying her in the fireman's carry or in the damsel in distress carry?
It's got to be over the shoulder.
It's piggyback.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
That works.
You're going to get every basic form of carry in on our team.
Okay, I'm just sort of figuring piggyback and now with like the axe out.
Because I think Amp got the damsel carry.
As it should
Amp
be.
Amp got the damsel. Nima got the potato sack.
Yeah. And so you get the piggyback. All right, so this athletics check is a yellow, 4 green, 3 blue, a purple, red, black, and 2 force dice.
That is ridiculous. Nah. Oh my gosh.
4 success, an advantage, 2 light side, and a despair. So we drop Kim.
This is amazing and awful and wonderful, and I love it.
So What do you want to do with the two light side points?
I'm converting them to advantages to take more strain.
Yes! Brilliant! All right,
so you're now up to, like, what, 6 strain left?
Yeah, I'm down to 6, so it's manageable.
Yes, we've been able to reinvigorate Metu through all this weird combat. On the other hand, there's a despair.
I can make a suggestion, but I don't know if I like what'll happen.
Okay.
Either he drops or lands on Kith the last ending of the thing.
I think the commando droid leaps out and tackles at us.
No, I crushed it with my advantage. I don't care. It's your call.
Maybe it's just its torso.
Yeah, like you cut
it's
off
doing
its legs.
The creepy zombie crawl at us.
Yeah. Actually, I really like that. But, okay, so they're shooting. They hit. The clone walker explodes in behind you. And as, like, Matu hits, like, Matu's feet hit the bottom, his legs kind of start crushing. It's at this point that the clone droid sort of wraps itself around, throwing everyone to the ground as the clone walker explodes behind you. And now you are embraced by this legless battle droid commando.
We cut back to Nima and Mala. She's like, how's your squad? Oh, they're fine. Kaboom! In the background.
You know, maybe I should see if the speeder still works.
To which you get over the comm link from Raimi, you get him tweeting, oh, that wasn't good.
I'm on my way back. I don't know how yet, but I'm on my way back.
No, the speeder bike does not still work. The control vanes on it are toast. It works roughly the equivalent as if someone sliced the control vanes off with a lightsaber.
That's not good. And then I'm looking around for a moment, like, how am I going to get back over there? And then my eyes settle on one of these load lifters that's been doing wrestling moves on stormtroopers. Huh. I wonder how good these things are at taking orders.
All right. I absolutely want a leadership check.
I'm fine with that. So what's going to happen here is I'm going to go over to the low lifter and I'm going to ascension cable onto its back. But since I'm not in the white armor, it's not as concerned with me. And that's what I'm going to try to direct it. Now, you're needed over there. You're trying to keep the order as simple as possible, pointing with my finger, since these things aren't all that bright.
Yeah, like even this close with the load lifter, like you're sitting on its shoulder, almost literally. And even this close, it still looks like the orange glow of its eyes is looking like smoke coming off out of its head. Doing that, I do want to get a 1 red leadership check.
Okay, that's 1 red versus 4 yellow and 2 blue for my 2 ranks of command. 4 successes and 4 advantages. So I think this thing responds to simple orders, keyword simple, very well. And for the advantages, this thing is going to move quickly. As we had previously established, these things have like a repulsor unit.
The way that
something.
This thing's repulsor lifts on its feet end up working, the way that it moves is like it's on rollerblades. So the way that this thing's moving isn't exactly, say, like ice skating or something like that. This is much more a roller derby load lifter.
It's like the hover skateboard from Back to the Future, but one for each foot.
Or, you know, the boots from Jupiter Ascending, but, like, no one watched that.
You did say that the Dark Trooper's cannon was busted, but we were kind of vague on the missile tube.
No, both things were busted.
Okay. Darn.
He said the weapons were crumpled.
I was specifically thinking of the plasma gun that had been used, but no, both weapons were crushed.
But I can't help but notice a certain amount of light side points.
That's why I was wondering for a second there. There's a big explosion over there. There's a lot of walkers around. It'd be nice to find something else along the way that might be able to help.
You know, what if you just happen to pick up another Dark Trooper on the way? Behead it and keep going.
I wouldn't be able to behead it so much.
Well, you wouldn't, but he would. Just torso in one hand, head in the other. I mean, we've already made this a sideshow horror. So, I don't know. I think Nima riding in the cavalry would be a nice sign-off, though.
Are you okay with that, Ben?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Hi-ho, Silver.
What I'm thinking here is, like, yeah, the load lifter picks it up, and when it kind of, like, crushes the Dirk Trooper, it's still, like, holding its body in its hand. It didn't really take the time to remove the missile tube. It just kind of has that arm just kind of among that mess right now.
Ew.
Okay, this is very much reminding me of a certain Gungan and a certain battle droid.
Okay, that's a low blow. Compare me to a Gungan.
It's so good to be me, who doesn't know or care about the first three.
You saw Bombad General.
All right, and yeah, we're sailing in as the cavalry.
So yeah, there's Nima riding on the shoulder of this load lifter that's a good story and a half tall. It has the semi-crushed remains of a Dark Trooper droid, and with its other arm sweeping and shoving stormtroopers out of the way, every now and then using a leg, or using the dangling legs of the Dark Trooper droid as a flail. They're coming out from behind the dust of the battle, between the AT-ST's legs. Kith and Matu can see this load lifter with Nima riding its shoulder.
Oh good, you're both still alive.
I'm trying to kick the droid. Get off! Come on!
I have ascended from piggyback to just sitting on his shoulders, and I'm poking at it with my adopted pry bar, like trying to actually like pry it off him.
Can't you like order it to get off of me? Something.
I do mechanics. I don't do brains.
That's what the pry bar's for.
Pry. I'm prying, okay?
Okay, when you're done with that, hey, I tap the load lifter. Drop it. And it drops the Dark Trooper mess at your feet. Why don't you see what you can make use of out of that?
Oh, are you going to combine the two bodies into one?
We've got three droids here now.
You can take the commando and then mush it together with that Dark Trooper.
I just figured you'd make use of the cannon or the missile tube, but sure, you can do that too.
Oh, right. Missile tube. That's better. I can saw it off. I sawed it off the last one if you need to.
The load lifter just kind of lifts it and plucks it off like a grape. We're going to do this now.
I was more thinking of doing a mass combat check, which in this case, because there's just so much more stormtroopers coming at you, especially after the last one, most of them are trying to do a fighting withdrawal and start to head down the landing shaft and take refuge in behind the doors and catch a breath. You can hear Nam yell out,
"Draw them back! Let them overtake the last line of explosives."
That sort of seems to be what most of the people are attempting to do. The difficulty on this, because there's just so many more, and not that much was taken out, is going to be 2 red, 3 purple, and because of the threat that has gone through on the other ones, it's going to be another setback on it.
Okay. Is our base still yellow and 3 green?
Yes.
I'll go ahead and light side it.
Yeah, and I really should dark side it.
That's not good. I'm trying to think of anything that would give us a boost.
Well, we had 3 load lifters in there tearing stuff up and being awesome.
That is true.
I'd give a boost on that.
Because, I mean, how inspiring would that be to see a load lifter do, you know, the people's elbow right on a Dark Trooper?
And I'll point out that Kith and Matu have quite effectively drawn the attention of the enemy commander.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's going to affect the outcome.
I had to try. Okay, 5 yellow, a boost versus 2 purple, 3 red, and a setback. 1 success and 1 advantage. The purple did not show up, the setback did not show up. Neither did 2 of the yellow, so...
We'll blame one of those on you and one of those on not.
I'm guessing, yeah, parts of both sides are just not, like, are losing the will to fight at this point.
Yeah, that so much is going on.
So by the skin of our teeth.
Okay, so doing so, this is allowing you to make a ordered retreat to, like, try and seal up at the top of the foundry entrance, like, the landing shafts. And this would normally be a very hectic time because it's still a fighting retreat. You're trying to make sure that your people aren't breaking and just running for cover and trying to get down into the landing shafts. And by some almost magic, you're able to get everyone to calmly start withdrawing. And even the Empire doesn't really notice it.
By the Force.
Is like, one section comes back, and like half of the Kowakians come back, half of the Zorns come back, half of the Mandalorians, and just slowly working their way back. And at the start of next episode, we are going to find the three of you still in the same-ish spot, but now most of the everyone else is away from there and held up right at the top of the foundry entrance.
Yeah, that they will have been retreating while we do whatever stupid thing we're gonna do next time.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Tune in next time. What will our heroes do next?
Shoot from a safe distance.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Heroes of the Hydian Way. You can find show updates on Twitter at The Hydian Way, and I'm at Deuterium Ice.
I can be found on Twitter at 12th Night. That's 12th Night with a K. If you want to hear more of me and you like audio drama, superheroes, and jetpacks, you should check out the Arrow Girl Adventures over at arrowgirladventures.podbean.com.
Thank you for calling Heroes of the Hydian Way. Your call is appreciated, and replies will be made in due time. Please hold for final message. Doop.
This is Leslie. Leslie GS, Kith. I think something's going wrong here. There's this beep, 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 and I'm not really sure. But don't tell Ben. Should be okay in the end.
Beep.
Hey, it's me again. Look, I know this is like the third time I've called you to tell you about Soul at Zero, my other podcast, but it would be really nice if you would answer. I mean, I've known you for a long time, and you are my brother, so, I mean, if you could just answer the phone, I could see that you're getting the messages, but you're just not answering, so, okay, you could tweet me, too, if you want, at ingdaydreams, or at the show Twitter, at SilZeroChris, SilZero, but you know all that, so, call me back.
These are the heroes of the Hydian.
No, that goes at the beginning.
We are all at thehydianway.com, where you can find previous episodes and our sister podcast, Tales from the Hydian Way.
Our podcasts are on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, where you can find more episodes and help us out by rating and reviewing the show.
We're also on Facebook as Heroes of the Hydian Way.
You can drop a holocom to us over at heroes@thehydianway.com.
If you like what we do and want to support the show, you can find us at patreon.com/thehydianway.
Or you can donate a coffee to us over at ko-fi.com/thehydianway.
No, what's going to happen is a old school, 20-year-old, second, third generation, B1 battle droid. Actually, no, not a B1 battle droids. One of the commando droids wakes up.
And oh, you'll have to tell me what that looks like.
It looks like a cooler version of a B1 battle droid.
Okay, like a bulkier one?
Not really. Sorry, now I'm actually wanting to get the picture. Okay, a BX series battle droid. Yeah, those guys.
Oh, they do look more business-like, except for the weird corseted waistline.
Yeah, it's a battle droid. They all look
like
they're
really hippie, too. And the pose here, this picture, is like a boy band pose.
Well, yeah.
And the front ones are like, what? And the back ones are like, oh, yeah. I'm not judging them, Christine. I think they're amazing.
All right. So four success on that would be... This does a fairly good hit on it. Like, it goes... The shot goes into the walking mechanism. The sort of base that the head rotates on, the legs attached to, the thing that, like, no one ever thinks of, but seems to be, like, where the motors are. And, like, it...
That seemed a very specific observation.
Also has, like, weird vents off the back. Yeah, I had one as a kid. What can I say? it's one of my favorite toys.
You're adorable.